Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Raising Cane's is the only fuel I need. Their chicken fingers always fill my tank. So when I'm running on fumes, I always refuel at Raising Cane's. But turns out, not everything's fueled by Cane's. Guess the old girl prefers her sauce unleaded. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Just a little programming note to head start things off, a little heads up. We got some things moved up in the lineup today.
Different lineup, Steve.
Dr. Love is next segment because Bill has to depart early. So we got Dr. Love is segment
about that.
Two. That's why it's earlier. So if you get your questions about love and relationships, please get those ready for next segment, not 7:30.
Look
so an
regal.
Hour before.
Yes. Thanks.
His hair looks amazing.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. I get a chance to be kind of the opening keynote at the Cornhusker for a great cause. Jim Hansen helped me out with this, and it's Batten's disease. Ooh. And it's a very, very rough disease. And it's a degenerative disease in youth, and it's right now we're struggling to find a cure. And so it's something that they're having their national conference here. In Lincoln, and so I'm very excited about that, to be a part of that. So
right down the street,
go over there and represent the ticket. So I'll be doing that.
Thank you
to kick things off today for him.
Your hair is looking good.
His hair is.
I have a haircut.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That shouldn't shock you that the hair has been cut. That should.
No, it's not the cut.
Steve got to look like. Whoa! No way. I'm like, it's pretty obvious the hair is.
He's got the. You know, it's. It's doctored up. It looks good. Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, there's product.
The product looks, product. Looks proper.
Yes.
It's doctored up.
Yeah. It's doctored up for Dr. Love.
Exactly.
So it's perfect.
So it's a big day today, so I'm excited
about
that.
What time are you going?
I'll have to leave out of here probably about 7:15 to 7:30-ish. 7:30 is probably sure. I have to be out to be there. It's over to the Cornhusker. That shouldn't be much more than, what, 3 blocks?
About that.
Couple blocks.
Just kind of stroll down there.
Nice little walk for
you. Down there, yes.
Are you going to truck down there or walk?
I'll probably drive down just because I'll be departing from there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that type of thing. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, the parking meters, you know, got to plug those here.
Yeah, you get to that time.
Parking situation. Yeah. After 8:30, it gets a little dicey.
It's a little dicey over here.
There might be a garage over there he could park in.
There is. In fact, there is a garage connected to the corner.
You know, I don't.
The west side.
Yeah, they'll let you. Yeah,
I never park in that one, though. I generally park in, there's another one connected to it that you can walk across a walkway.
Okay.
Over to, like, the third floor. Yes. That's a little further. It's adjacent to it. Is that the right word? I have to ask now a lot on words.
No, that was right.
Thank you.
I think. I mean, if it's adjacent.
I think even though I made the word up the other day.
Yeah, precipitation.
Stop sipping his tracks.
Schaefer's like, no, I knew exactly what you meant.
Recipitation.
So sometimes there new words do come out.
I think Sip did also, but he was in his head, like, is that an actual word?
Precipitation.
He went with what you're going for. But
It was like precipitation.
Without the P.
How much rain did we get last night?
I don't know.
What did Greg say?
We're not going there. He had a problem last night too, and I'm not going to address.
What was the problem
with us again?
No, with weather with prediction. World? With a weather prediction.
Well,
I told him I'm not going to make it public. So.
He tells in privacy.
Can I just say, Greg? I'm just going to say this. He's listening all the time. He was off on a prediction, so I'm just going to leave it at that. Way off.
It looks like we had
I made a call, Greg. I made a call to somebody to say, "Hey, this is going to happen. So, take the proper measures."
Was he calling a tornado in the area?
I'm
or
not.
What?
This is it. Don't. Let's change the subject.
There's good sized puddles, though. So we must.
Yeah,
we had to have a
good sized puddle.
Had to have at least a quarter inch.
It started about 9:45.
Drought's over.
We had some rain.
We had some rain. Two straight days.
There was storms in the area. Yeah. We didn't get hit.
Just rain.
Yeah. Wait, what about you, Sparks? What
yesterday,
you got today?
Today is pretty easy. Yesterday was pretty hectic.
Hmm?
I had a simple day yesterday. You say your days are very long. I was working until about 6:30 last night. Mm. I had to help out with the afternoon show. We had a remote at the PBA for the state games opening ceremonies. So I was there from 3 to 6 helping out.
Oh, nice.
That's gross. I just feel like I'm just getting left out of life.
I don't think you want to do that.
The state games opens this week?
Today. The ceremonies were last night, opening ceremonies. So Jordan Larson was there and quite a few different celebrities in the building.
Dignitaries.
Dignitaries, yeah.
Still called the Cornhuskers.
It is the Cornhusker State game still from the Nebraska Sports Council. Begins today. Action begins today in that. So that was fun to be out there at PBA.
Yeah. Jordan Larson's what?
She was there. I don't know if she's like the torch carrier this year, but she was there.
The torch carry was always a big deal. I assume it still is. Dang.
How do we get you to apply for that?
I'm not.
You were an athlete.
You were athlete at Columbus. Columbus baseball. It's on your cake.
Yep. What you're known for.
Happy birthday, Sipple. Columbus baseball.
It's going to be tough to top that next year, Bill. How are we going to top that next year for him?
God, there was a time when the state games would come and at the Journal Star, we just covered that like it was the real Olympic games. Yeah. I mean, I would cover like 5 events in a day. I always met it with some degree of dread because it was a super long day. You're going to go to archery, then you're going to go to the basketball, then you're going to go to the bowling, then you're going to go to the boxing at State Fair Park, and you're going to, it's like, whoa. I literally would write 4 stories in a day.
I can't imagine the work that goes into the state games.
Oh,
The behind the scenes work
my
would
God.
Just be insane. The organization is
the
insane. The volunteers, it's insane.
Oh.
They have 7,000 plus athletes in all the different games. There's like 70 plus sports. They have pickleball now. That's new as a couple years ago.
Oh, I mean, bet that's nuts. Oh, I bet that is.
Pickleball, it's allowed to have 400 people, and it sells out almost immediately. Yep. He said 400 max.
Pickleball's
done.
Gigantic.
Well, what can we do to make this pickleball magic? I mean, how do we get it up to 800 teams? Why not we do it? Is it facility-based, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. There needs to be more
facilities. Some more facilities. Then we can bump up from 400
Carson
people.
Schott, if you're listening, is there any chance we could get a pickleball dome stadium? That would be nice.
Oh.
Get a bunch of pickleballs. Can they bring in portable courts out to the convention center?
You have good ideas.
Why can we not bring in portable courts out to the convention center? Carson, chime in.
I'd wonder
that
also.
That seems feasible.
Yes. Are there enough pickleball courts to serve Lincoln right now? Anybody who plays? Somebody's got
to. Yes. Somebody, good question.
One of our out-of-state listeners has to know. We don't have many.
Anyone from Lincoln.
We don't have anybody in Lincoln.
Yeah, nobody in the town would know that, of course. So why would they know that, possibly? But it was Danny Busboom Kelly was the torchlighter. She was there. Volleyball head coach. She was the torchlighter. But Jordan Larson was on the scene.
Did she light the torch already?
Yes, last night.
Oh, I thought that would have been tonight.
Ceremonies were last
ceremonies
night.
Were last night, oh, as was been clearly
Bank
stated.
Arena. Used to be at Seacrest, now it's at PBA. We were at PBA to celebrate the grand opening, the ceremony.
Okay, that was it.
So that was my day. It was just work yesterday. Anything for you at all?
No. Sip. No.
Slow day? New work day? He's off the microphone.
Yeah, he's on the phone, and he's not. Remember, again, he's not a heart surgeon. He's not getting information. Has any
I thought it was somebody right about the state games. It was my former boss. He was a sportster, and he didn't, but it wasn't about that. So no, nothing. I had nothing interesting yesterday at all. Nothing.
That's 3 for 3 then. Nobody had an interesting day yesterday.
Yeah. I was just worked. Just normal work day, pretty much.
I took a pilgrimage to Omaha. I had some things to do over there. Yes. I whisked over there for...
What part?
In the Exarban area.
Oh, yeah, central Omaha.
Very well developed, that area right there. It's like a wow.
Central, so where Exarban used to be.
Yes, exactly. How nice would that be to have Exarban?
Well, yeah. I don't even get me started.
Yeah, get me started.
It'd be really, it was beautiful. Jake, it was better times, and I don't even know how to describe how much
Please
better.
Try. Like
when
to
you
know.
Went to Exarban, Jake, it was, first of all, it was a big deal. What they only ran there for what? Was it a month? Maybe a couple weeks, a month?
I don't know. It was more than that. When it was in the height. No, it was all. It was much more than that. It was probably 3 months.
Really?
2 months. Really? 2 months for sure, I think.
Can we get some update on that? I'd like to know what that was.
So I mean, if we're, I'm going back to
78.
Like, yeah. I'm going back to 85.
Yeah, 78 to 85. How long did they run?
Can I just say several weeks?
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I said, and you said 3 months. So that's a big
three
difference.
3 months might not. 3 months might be pushing.
I think it's more like a 6 weeks tops. It was more of a. Yeah.
You might be right. I don't know though. I don't know.
And when?
Summer.
Summer. Okay. Like right now, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they came to Lincoln during the state fair, right? And that was when they ran in Lincoln.
This is really pathetic.
You worked there also.
That I don't know. I can't remember. I mean, here's part of the issue. The calendar wasn't always exactly the same. And then there was some seasons that would shift. Like Lincoln shifted, but Lincoln's eventually shifted to like, hey, Lincoln would run into November.
Really?
Hello. Yeah, because I remember it was freezing. And I worked there. But yeah, Exarban had a great, Jake, it was, they would bus people up from Kansas City. Yeah. I mean, they'd bring buses of people from Kansas City. It would routinely be 10,000 to 15,000 people. Yeah.
At
the horse races.
From when till when? Like when?
I don't know.
I would like to know a time frame here.
Yeah, I would say, I'm going to say roughly June 1 to August.
I'm saying years. What years to?
Oh.
When did Exarban shut down?
Yes.
Mid-90s?
Okay. That's what I want to know.
I'd say it was in its heyday in the late 70s, early 80s.
Okay.
And it was amazing. It was amazing. They had huge races out there.
So, Sip, you worked at Fawner, Columbus. Mm-hmm. Here at
State Fair Park.
State Fair Park. Did you ever work at Exarban?
Only covering races.
Only covering, okay.
Yeah, I covered huge races. When they would have big, like they had the $250,000 Budweiser handicap. Or if Who Doctor Who ran.
I'm freaking out. It was like Who Doctor Who ran like, when Who Doctor Who ran, that was incredible. Mm-hmm. That's the only horse. It's probably the only horse name that I can remember. Who Doctor Who?
Well, it's huge. It was a big. Yeah. Who Doctor Who was a legendary horse in this state. Yeah. Herb Reakin of Fremont owned and trained Who Doctor Who, and it was a big event when the doctor ran. It was a big event.
I can't believe you pulled that out.
When Who Doctor Who came to Grand Island, it was a mega event for Grand Island. He ran in his late years. Now listen. All of this is. Going a long time. It was so that was like 1990 or 1989. And I had just started at the Grand Island Independent as a cub reporter. Yeah. And I Who Doctor Who came to Grand Island. It was huge. I mean,
you got locked in the
No. That was for the $100,000 Bosselman handicap that I got locked in the upstairs of the press box. I had to kick out a window.
Anyway, I wish we could see footage of that. I really would do.
Who Doctor Who though came and it was jugging. I mean, I had to go out in the morning and like follow him around. And God, Herb Reakin was the nicest man in the world. He was so patient. Mm. But Who Doctor Who was a very, very regal horse and very just so even tempered. That's what I always remember. He was a nice horse. And he won a lot of races and won a lot of money.
I've never heard of the horse before.
Wow.
Jake.
No.
I haven't. Who Doctor Who?
No, never heard of Who Doctor Who.
That was something you read about like often.
It was always in the World Herald. The World Herald really covered Who Doctor Who well. Mike Patterson was the turf rider. Patterson, the whole thing was interesting to me. Okay, so it's Exarban, big grand thing. Yeah. You know, I've used the word regal four times, but it was a very regal place. And the World Herald covered horse racing to the extent that Patterson had his work area was at Exarban in the press box. Like he had a mounted computer up there. It was cool. Like he was the turf rider.
Also, Jake,
that's all he did.
Jake Exarban was the same as we talked about Tony and Luigi's.
Okay.
It's the same exact thing. So if you were an Exarban person, so you got dressed up to go to Exarban.
Yeah.
You wouldn't just be
you
showing up.
You didn't have to, but you did.
But you did. People would be dressed very, very nice. It wasn't like, I mean, where are my cargo shorts at?
Not really.
It's like I envisioned the Kentucky Derby, the big hats in Louisville. It's not like that. But you dressed up.
You'd see men in slacks. Slacks would appear.
And you'd see,
And women dressed unbelievable.
It was a big time atmosphere. Yeah. It's kind of sad in a way that it's gone. But it was
now
huge.
Instead of that, you can get a sandwich there.
Yeah, it's like a village now.
It's a village. It's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, it's a cool area.
It's a cool area.
I have to imagine what it was back then, because I never saw that.
I know. It's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
It's really hard to imagine it. And Exarban was much, much bigger deal than any of the other tracks. Although Fawner had its day, too. Now, I think they still have it.
Columbus would have been one of the smaller ones.
Yeah. I mean, there's the shot.
Not an importance or anything, but the grandstand wasn't quite as big.
No, but Columbus, back, you know, in that time, it was packed out there too.
I mean, what did they have? It was even less than a dollar, but Friday nights in Columbus in the summer, and it was like what, like
I don't know,
25-cent hot dogs.
Something,
and
yeah.
The concession stand was, Jake, it was almost like borderline free. Ooh. And people would pack the place. And
they did pack the place.
For popcorn, hot dogs, and some wagering. And some cold beer.
Sounds like a
wagering.
Good time right there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Without having ever been there, that description sounds awesome.
And there would have been discussion in Columbus about going to Exarban, who Doctor Who's racing. And they'd know the date.
Would be for sure.
Yeah. That'd be it.
What's Herb gonna do here?
Oh, Jake.
All right, better times.
Anyway, there's our section on Nebraska horse racing.
Better times again.
Better times.
Better times.
Idle chit-chat. Sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seeds, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run a sprayer for you? 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
People ask me, is Joey peacocking around a little bit?
You Why? Know?
Well, everything's, I mean, have you seen the corn?
Ooh,
have you seen the corn?
I have.
Oh, it's incredible. He's not. It's not who he is. It's not who he is. He's not in the barn yet for Joey, even though it kind of has developed. I mean, going to Omaha yesterday, I didn't see anything that wasn't fully tasseled.
Oh, God,
yeah,
really?
Fully tasseled, yeah.
Along that interstate.
Yeah, along that interstate run. I like my drive that I go from, I get off the highway at Greenwood and off 80. And then I whip through Eagle and then in through Walton. That's how I come into town. And so you get off the beaten path a little bit. I like that.
You do.
I've never done that. I've never done that.
Yeah. So I enjoy that.
Interesting. So, but the corn's got a beautiful, deep.
You remember, it wasn't long ago. Remember, I talked about corn.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen here. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. And Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On art, in when I talked about how things were about this high and you could see down the rows and you still could see the dirt and how cool that was.
Corn art.
Yeah, now the corn's like 10 feet tall. Yeah.
With a deep green hue.
The hue is incredible.
It's deep green.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
It's because Joey fertilizes.
The word hue being used blows my mind. Yes.
I love it, though.
Joey's not peacocking, though.
He's not peacocking around. He's got a job to do.
Does Joey talk about his Husker career, or is that something he's just like...
Joey's kind of, I mean, he does, but doesn't bring it up. You'd have to bring it up. It's not his deal.
Got it.
Number 19.
No, you.
It is time for a roll call. Texas, right now, your name, your age, where you're listening from, and what else do we want today from the Breakers, Bill?
Simple three-legged stool question.
No.
Coffee and caramel roll, cinnamon roll, muffin.
Caramel
roll, cinnamon roll. Or muffin.
Caramel roll.
Yeah.
I'm taking caramel roll.
I'm taking caramel roll every time.
Yes.
I think caramel
roll every time.
The caramel roll surprised
me. Now, right away with the caramel, you can get by with a cinnamon roll or muffin, hands still pretty clean.
Not
the caramel roll.
That's a fork.
You're going to have to you're going to have a wet wipe. Even a napkin will not do it.
Wet wipe.
Yes,
yeah,
some sort of a moisture. You have to go to the bathroom to wash your hands with a caramel roll. And that's what I enjoy about it.
I do too.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Was the last one muffin, caramel roll, cinnamon roll, muffin? Is that what it was?
That's it.
Okay. Any kind of muffin?
I'll give you any kind. I'm not going to go too deep down that, so I don't need to deep dive into the muffin.
Okay.
I feel like for the sake of balance, I should pick something other than caramel roll.
No. Go with your gut.
Go with it. I mean, it's clear. That's the one time also that if this is like 19, this would be like going back to better times.
Better times.
I'll put butter on a caramel roll.
Okay.
My dad does also.
Oh, yeah.
I put
butter on. That's the only time I ever apply butter really to anything. That's when I apply butter.
A hint of butter or a lot of butter?
I lop it on there. Yes. It's a
whole stick, baby.
I'm going to use my share. I'm going to use my share.
Butter.
So if you want to get a caramel roll, try the Bohemian One Stop in Verdigris. They have caramel rolls right now that are ready to go.
Stop in.
It'd be nice to get a recommendation for a caramel roll, too. Anyway.
Hey.
Anything coming in at all?
Here comes the Breakers. Yes, Swift from Lincoln is working out at 70th and A. Genesis, he says, cinnamon roll. He's going with the cinnamon roll.
All right, appreciate that somebody picked something other than
Sean and Eagle, same thing, cinnamon roll. Paul in Spearville, Kansas, he says, come on. Cinnamon roll all day, every day.
All right, the caramel's getting pushed back on right away.
Justin Hickman, age 37, says, cinnamon roll, but why no coffee cake? That wasn't one of the options.
Oh,
said muffin.
Wasn't one of the options.
Can't have everything.
Yeah. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma says cinnamon roll. Lou in Orlando, age 80, muffin.
Lou with the muffin. I can see Lou.
He doesn't want the crumbs. You know,
can't you
the
see him?
Hands.
I can see Lou right now just taking off the bottom of the muffin stump, taking off the wrap.
You're cultured.
I can see him doing that right now.
Is that what it's called, a muffin stump?
The stump, yeah. It's the muffin stump. It's not near as good as the muffin top. The muffin top everyone knows the muffin top is where it's at. When you get to just the stump, it's kind of...
You should watch Sip eat a muffin sometime.
It's interesting.
It's like a cupcake and a muffin. The wrapper stays on. He just goes face into it. That's it. He takes the top and throws the rest of it away. It's a disturbing scene. It really
is not.
Yes, it is.
The stump.
Next up, Travis in Panama City Beach says coffee and cinnamon roll. Pecan pie says caramel pecan roll. Does that count?
Yes, it does.
That's what we're talking about.
Matter of fact, if I should have said that. The caramel pecan is the Bob Hope of breakfast pastries.
Now, we have a problem here. Mitt in Arkansas, you said coffee and he says just coffee.
Okay.
I don't eat your sweet treat.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Mitt.
Came in.
I don't eat your food. I want my coffee.
Sorry. That's Mitt in Arkansas.
It is. Age 60. Jockstrap working out in Imperial says caramel roll, age 34.
Hey, I wonder if he knows Petrinka.
Yeah.
Do you know Petrinka? Come back to
Jockstrap.
Yeah.
The strap.
He's 34 years old. There's a little age difference there.
There is. Petrinka knows everybody.
Petrinka covers a lot of ages.
She knows a lot of people. She does literally know a lot of people.
Corey at Duncan, age 55, cinnamon roll for Corey. Aaron's on his way to work. He says he's going with the same thing, cinnamon roll.
Is he a Lincoln?
He's on his way to Seward. Work. I think he lives in Crete, so no. McSafety and Cozad, caramel roll.
Thank you, McSafety. I tell you what, can you visualize McSafety eating a caramel roll? I mean, you can see it like it's like I've seen it, and I have it, picture it. It's like a movie. I can see McSafety doing it now.
McSafety in the building just makes you feel good.
He drinks his coffee through a straw.
He does.
He drinks his coffee through a straw. That's probably my favorite thing. And he's saving lives. He saves lives.
Hot coffee through a straw. Sometimes cold coffee, but he drinks it all through a straw.
McSafety's a really strong conversationalist.
Yes, he is.
He's very good at it.
He drove down through a hailstorm. Couldn't see. Still made it in. Made it in for your birthday. Drove in from Cozad.
He did.
He always has something sort of interesting to tell you.
Yes.
Will in Fullerton, age 42. That's Apply Connect. Muffin for him.
Muffin. I can see Will. Will, do you have the muffin when you're driving to Albion? I'd like to know that.
You guys.
I picture Will in his car driving from Fullerton to Albion.
For sure. How long a drive would that be?
I'm going to say 28 minutes.
That's your region.
Yeah, that's my region. I know that area. Well, it all gets back. That's the same drive that I made when I won second place in the punt passing
kick was in which town?
Was it Albion?
It was in Albion.
You drove from Fullerton. Drove from Fullerton over. And then it was quite fanfare coming back into town with the trophy out the window.
You were okay with second.
That was okay. Well, I kind of was. I got a trophy. I kind of was. I'm like,
I got something.
You got
here.
That trophy.
Yeah. And then we stopped down to the Simonson house. He was the local veterinarian. My good friends and my parents. We stopped down there. I think my parents were going to have a couple cocktails, and I brought the trophy in. The trophy came into the house. Doc and Judy Simonson. The trophy came into the house.
How old were you?
What's that? Third grade.
You're carting a trophy around town.
Second place, baby.
Was it a bigger, was it that size?
A little size? We sent a picture of it. Remember, Laura sent a picture in.
Yeah, 7 inches?
Probably a little bit taller than that, but that wasn't a big trophy. Silver.
I can remember. Yeah. I can sort of remember the pump pass.
But they had trophies.
I never did it.
And they handed them out. It was epic.
Better times.
I brought it up to, I met a lady at another little, I was in Fremont the other day for a meeting. I met, and they're like, well, she's from Albion. I go, any chance you've probably heard about me, about the punt, pass, and kick,
1976.
It was kind of a big deal.
It's kind of a big deal. She had not heard of it.
Which was your strong event?
What's that?
What was your strong event?
Punting. Punting. But my kick was...
That was very quick.
Yes,
punting.
Punting. But my kick was critical is that you can waylay that thing, but it's all about accuracy, too. So if you kick it this far... They have to measure it off. They need the negative measure. So I knew I couldn't. I didn't have a strong leg, but I went for the toe punch. I went toe punch accuracy.
Yes, straight on.
If I would have went with
third grade,
if I'd have went with the Jan Stenerud,
right.
Type of deal, I may have won it, but I also may have not placed at all. I wanted to come home with the hardware
strategy.
Third grade, gee, that was third grade genius right there.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Oh, talk about not sleeping the night before.
I bet.
Oh, that was up like it's six.
Listen,
pacing around the house.
Jake, again, pump, pass, and kick was gigantic in our childhood. Now, I wasn't like a football player, but I remember it in Columbus, how big it was. And there was always this, you're going to do it, aren't you? I'm like, no, I'm not. But other people, like my friends did, and it was a big deal.
It was a big deal.
Punt, pass, and kick.
I did
was
not
huge.
Place. I did this. As
oh, well. You did it.
Yeah.
So you did. You were in better times.
My throw was good, but my punting was average, and I could not kick at all. I shanked it. I was going straight right with the kick.
Yeah, you can throw though. You're a good thrower.
I can see the arm was solid. Yeah. That was it though.
You were quarterback.
He
was quarterback.
It was Lisa. Fourth string in seventh grade. Never gave me a chance. They never gave me a chance.
Just give me the ball. Give me the ball.
I still say I had the best arm on the team. I just was tiny.
You're small. You're a little albino.
I didn't have a chance. Okay, moving on. Eddie is on his way to USSSA Nebraska State Baseball in Council Bluffs.
Oh.
Cinnamon roll, he says.
Oh, maybe I'll see you there.
Blueberry muffin. You're going to baseball?
I mean, that area.
Okay. Ben and Raymond off to baseball. He doesn't give me a food, though.
That's okay.
Good morning.
Okay.
That's fine. Tyler in Davenport, Iowa, age 23, cinnamon roll.
Okay. Tell you the one thing about, here's my also take on that.
What?
Caramel rolls are a lot more of.
You don't see them as often.
You don't see them as often. Also, they're more universal. The cinnamon roll, you're not sure what you're getting.
Uh-uh.
There's a lot of different versions of the cinnamon
100.
Roll.
100.
So,
could be raisins in it, possibly.
Also, with a roll,
don't want
to me, it has to be icing, not frosting.
Oh.
Sometimes you'll try frosting on a cinnamon roll, and I won't do that. It has to be icing.
Okay, now hold on. What's the difference?
Oh, big difference. The frosting is frosting. Icing is basically just powdered sugar, kind of a drizzle. It's kind of more of a sugary drizzle.
You grew up sort of as a foodie.
Yes. My mom could do it all.
Yeah.
My mom could do it all.
My mom could do it all, too.
Yeah. Did I take a shot at your mom?
Are we comparing moms in this room?
That we're doing?
That's dangerous. Came up.
Okay. That'll be and next week for roll call. Who had the best mom?
My mom. But I didn't. I was going to give you a compliment. My mom could do it all, too. I just didn't pay as close attention as you
did.
Like, I didn't know it was called the stump in a muffin. I'd never heard that.
Muffin stump.
And I never really made the distinction between iced frosting and regular frosting.
Mm. My mom made this chocolate cake, also was very moist, with it was a kind of a marshmallowy, gooey frosting. And
sounds good.
And it would come out in the full cake pan, and it would be gone by like 9 a.m. I mean, it was just... And
did Ron eat a lot of it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the participation was high. And it was just, I mean...
Elective.
It was, yeah, it
almost
was...
Almost couldn't make it.
It is, I mean, it was like, she could make three a day in the house.
It was
me, Dad, and Tamara and her, and we'd go through three a day.
Wow.
That's how good it was.
I'm going to roll these. People want to hear themselves, though. Bill and Bennett, Sean in Omaha, Eric in Hickman, Chet in Nebraska City, John in Fremont, William in Manhattan, Kansas.
Are you through?
Jay in Colorado, Guilt Nerd, Tim in GI, Mr. Mike. New one, Mr. Mike.
Where's he from?
Lincoln.
Wow.
LPS district office going into work right now.
LPS, Lincoln Public Schools.
Keep
him
coming.
You.
Keep
him
coming.
Tim in GI. Is it Ted in Ord? Ord. Carter in South Lincoln.
All right, we're having some
South Lincoln.
Listeners.
Okay.
Dan at the Bozeman, Montana airport.
Where's he flying to? Out of Bozeman.
I think going back to Dallas. I think he lives in Dallas, it looks like.
Oh, man.
How did you determine
I'm looking at previous texts here.
That's got to be a beautiful airport, Bozeman.
Let's see. We've got Lyle in Omaha, your friend. The name you like. Leroy, Buffet Son, Dylan and Carney, Caramel Roll, Ryan in California.
You threw a caramel roll in randomly.
I did. Jeremy.
You read off 40 names in
Jeremy
in
Jackson,
roll.
Mississippi with us. But that's a new one. I think that's
Wait
Jackson.
A second.
Who?
That's a first-time texter. Jeremy in Jackson, Mississippi. Coffee and an English muffin, which was not
okay.
Wasn't one of the...
It's okay.
It's okay.
He added the English.
Wait, he's from Jackson,
that's a,
Mississippi?
That's a first-time text right there. Building a breaker. Someone's done
English
a good
muffin.
Job.
Try an English muffin with some cinnamon toast on, like some cinnamon and sugar mix on an English muffin. Gets down in the cracks. Pretty good.
And those little, it's like a,
By the way, back to Jockstrap and Imperial.
Okay.
He says, we know Katrinka's family very well.
Smith.
Her brother was an auctioneer for my mom's cancer benefit.
100.
Jesus, this is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Worlds collide.
Oh, yeah. If you met Katrinka's brother, you'd be blown away, too. I mean, it's
did,
kind
did
of like
did we not
Katrinka.
Meet him here? And was he not in studio that day? He was. She was here with family that day.
Oh, I don't know.
Petrinko, chime in.
Kyle in Iowa City. Matt in Chicago. Kirk at Lincoln Industries. So another Lincoln person there.
Good.
Lincoln Industries.
Mark at Holmes Lake. Lincoln. Look, we're getting better here.
You know
Holmes
what,
Lake
though.
Don't be careful out there about that shady ice cream truck.
That's true. What the Christmas music ice cream truck that's driving by every time. Dylan in Crete, Hayden in GI, Dave in Wilbur, Jeff in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
It's a new one also. I haven't seen that one before.
How far is Harrison from Hershey?
It's right there.
I think it's pretty close.
I'm going to guess it's almost like one in the same.
When you tour the Hershey chocolate, do you get like a chocolate bar when you leave?
I've never toured it.
I have been. I have been there.
You said Harrisburg?
Harrisburg, yeah. I have been to the Hershey factory.
You have?
Yeah.
Did you get something?
You get a lot of free chocolate there.
Do you get free chocolate?
Oh, yes. You're full when you leave that place.
You've toured it.
God, that would be something.
I was selling books on the East Coast.
Yeah,
I toured
in the
Hershey.
Cobalt, door-to-door selling books, and which led to his Thanksgiving trip? Getaway in the Bahamas.
Jamaica.
Close.
Yeah, you're almost yes, Jamaica. That's right, for a full week. A lot of college kids. That was a great week.
It was.
A lot of
and
fun.
His buddy got his phone stole.
Yes, hey, on the beach.
On the beach.
And his wallet, actually, too.
Can I just confirm with you, then? Harrisburg and Hershey are like one and the same.
I think they're very close. Yes, yeah. Very close, from
yeah.
what I recall.
Yeah, that's what I recall. I've stayed, whenever we cover Penn State, I stay in Harrisburg.
Can you imagine Hershey chocolate being from your state? That'd be incredible. Nebraska's got a lot of great things.
You got corn, huh? We got Hershey's chocolate syrup. Hershey chocolate.
I would think, what would Nebraska lead with? I think it would be Dorothy Lynch.
Fierce cheese spread.
Fierce cheese spread.
Well Dorothy done. Lynch would be there, right?
Yeah. Right up there. Those two come to mind. There's other stuff.
I can't forget you two before we move
that
on.
That too.
We got Jaden in York, Leslie, age 75 in Raleigh, North Carolina, chiming in from YouTube.
Wow.
That's the first time for Leslie.
What was Raleigh, Jackson, Harrisburg?
These are all new breakers, at least new.
We're building
participants.
Breakers.
Yeah, we are.
We're building a network across the country.
Another one. Digster in New Mexico.
Whoa, where at?
Digster, chime back. He wants a blueberry muffin for this exercise here.
Solid.
Those are always good to me.
I always love the double chocolate.
Really?
I get the double chocolate. That's mine. That's what I go to.
Nelson, Montana. Tyler and GI. Bolt is going through security right now for some reason.
Maybe he's just in trouble. Is he at the state prison?
He's at the base. He's going through a security point at the base right now, apparently. And he made it through. He wants to let us know. He made it through security.
I wonder if he's at Offutt. Might be at Offutt.
Could
pouring
be.
Some concrete.
So he won't be driving by today then. That's
let
the
us
case.
Know, Bolt.
So Bolt gets
or if,
there.
If you've been arrested, we'll get you out. Just let us know where you're at.
Are you guys...
He's in Silver City, he says. Silver City, New Mexico.
Silver City. Okay. Yes. Yep. Know where that's at.
Are you familiar?
I know exactly where Silver City is. I believe asking about that. I think there's a reservoir very close to Silver City, if I'm correct.
You've been around. You've been around.
Lived in New Mexico.
Lance in Cedar Falls, Iowa. Ryan in Vancouver, Washington. Not Canada. Washington.
He's been with us before.
Is that new?
I think that's new also.
I've never heard of Vancouver, Washington on a show.
No, I haven't either. This
That's
I,
definitely a first time there.
Tell me that you guys don't get excited to hear new names.
I am. New cities. Yeah. And Rashawn says good morning from Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania.
Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
Well, it
We've
might
never,
be
I've never heard of that either.
Oh, I think there's a minor league team there, and it's the home of Mekhi Nelson, too, Wilkes-Barre. You know who Mekhi Nelson is?
Yes, I do. Clam Dog in Phoenix.
We know the dog.
Clam. Yeah, we do know that. So that's... An incredible roll call today for July
11th.
Everyone's out here from different cities,
so
different states.
What's probably going on is we're close to football season and people are now joining in.
Locking in. I don't know. I think the numbers are pretty high. Your birthday numbers were ridiculous.
That was a big day.
Ridiculous.
Columbus
the numbers
baseball.
We had.
Columbus baseball.
That is the roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Dr. Love is next.
Yes.
Text us or call us your love questions you have. 402-464-5685. Dr. Love is next. An early break in the ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.